Simon. Okay, you'll help me out. I didn't prepare very much. Page 189 is only one page. Only one page. Okay, just Reish Pei Zayin Nu Simon. Ein Hapesa Chai B'Mezuzah Afilu Hu Oimid Mokem Achiv Alimkin Osu Kitikunoi. There are certain requirements for a mezuzah. She a pesach kavoya yud tefachim, v'shehi pesach meumid lafuke pesach hamushkov. K'moy b'martef, like a cellar, she adela shecheves al hamezuzos, where the door lies on the post. Period. Okay. V'gam hamezuzah shechves, they also lie down. So first rule over here is that a mezuzah, the first rule of the mezuzah has to be standing, vertical. You have to have two posts and a mashkov. Vertical. If it's horizontal, like on Avenue J, Avenue M, they have an Avenue M. I don't have an Avenue M in those anymore.
What?
Any of those openings on
what
the streets?
What about if they have it at an angle? Few angles.
I don't think so. On Avenue M, they don't have. On Avenue J, they still have a few. What? Yeah. On the street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still have. Okay. It was like metal when those metal doors. They open up. You're very careful when they get deliveries. Okay, whatever it is, you put down. You know, the doors are the door opens up, so you have a mashkoif and you have a mezuzos. But the problem is, it is laying down. It's not vertical. So what is the halacha? There is no chiyah mezuzah. Okay, right. And when it's standing. It has to be at least a minimum of 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is not very high. 10 tefachim probably comes to the table, right? I don't think it's more than the height of the table. 10 tefachim. So
you have a gate. You have a gate going into the house. It's a long gate.
No, there's no mashkoif. All the gates going into your house, all of these fences going around your house, no, most of them, there's no chiyav mezuzah because there's usually no mashkoif. There is you're right, they have a mezuzah on the left, mezuzah on the right. Open the gate. There's no mashkoif.
Right.
There's nothing on top. Nothing on top. If you have, you have. If you have, you have. But if you don't have a mashkoif, a typical gate, typical.
Right over here at the corner of on L between 21st and here. That guy has a big fancy.
Mezuzah. Does he have a mezuzah? Does he have a mezuzah? So go bring him this. Bring him this.
Take a field trip.
So the halacha is you have to have a mash. The typical fence. The typical fence you have all over the place. Whether it's a metal fence or these new plastic fences or whatever, a wood fence. There's no mashkoif. There's
no. Full mashkoif.
I don't know. The majority. Yeah, no. It has to be attached. It has to be attached to the two mezuzahs.
Bushes. You have an arch.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, the bushes?
Yeah. You have an arch.
I don't know. L'chorinat. You have to have a real. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Let's go first. Only one page. We'll see. But right now, these are the basics. It has to be standing vertical. And it must be at least 10 tefachim. You have to have a mashkoif. Let's go further. Ulehedya, the gam ham ulehedya. Okay, we're up to ulehedya. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Ulehedya, amru b'kiddushin ma mezuzos meumid. Avdelis, mumid, mumid makes a drasha. That's referring to the nirtza. The nirtza, when you bore a hole in the nirtza, the door must be, bore the hole against the delis. Aha mezuzoye la delis. So the delis must be vertical, and the Gemara compares right. The delis to the mezuzah. So the Gemara says the translation of the word mezuzah is something which is vertical. And we apply that to the delis, so you see that if it's lying on the ground, it's no good. There's no, it's not called a mezuzah. Ayin sham. V'chein etzleinu b'sulam ho'ele le'ha
b'idim,
to the attic. For the roof. The attic. You have over here, you have a pull down, you have a ladder which takes you to the roof, to the attic. Chicken coops of ladders. So if these openings are less than 10 tefachim, since these are things which you don't, they're not real entrance ways, then you, there's no chiyah mezuzah. I actually remember something like this when I was in Lower East Side. I remember this Lower East Side. In the Tzeirei Agudas Yisrael. Anyone know who that is?
Yeah.
That's on East Broadway, upstairs. What? It's my father, that's my parents Davin in the Lower East Side before we moved to Flatbush. And my father used to give a shiur. He was like the unofficial rabbi in the Tzeirei Agudas Yisrael from the time he got married until he left, until he moved to Flatbush. And he gave a blatch shiur every Shabbos afternoon before Mincha. I was a very little boy then. And then after Davin Mincha, and after Mincha there was Shalosh Shuris. So I would come with my father to the shir. My father would take me along with him. He would give the shir, and I would go play. I would run around, do whatever I would do. We would play all these things on those steps, those metal steps. So there was the Gabbai there, the Shamus. I don't even remember, and he used to set up Shalashuris. So I remember sometimes he would ask me, I should help him set up the Shalashuris. Where were the supplies? The cups, the forks, the tablecloths, all the things. So there was, right near the Aron Kodesh, it was exactly like he says over here. This little teeny opening, which has, I still have it in my mind, a Tzuras HaPesach, a Lechi, two mezuzos and a mashkoif, and you open up this little closet and you go in there, you climb in there, and there's a staircase to go up to the attic. And in the attic, all these boxes, that's what they called, they stored all the stuff. He could not fit in.
That's what he did.
He could not literally fit in. So he would go and he would open up the door, this little opening. Open up the door and I would crawl in and go up the steps. There's a staircase. And go and get whatever he needed and come back down and bring it down to him. So is that opening chayv in the mezuzah? So he's saying over here, the opening is less than 10 tefachim. Okay, if it comes to the table, 10 tefachim, so a little bit less than 10 tefachim. Oh, you have a mezuzah, and you have a mashkoif, and you have doors, and you have to use it to go somewhere. There's no chayv mezuzah because this Tzuras HaPesach is less than 10 tefachim in height. Another question. What do you mean, mezuzah? You know what it implies? That if it was 10 tefachim, you have a mezuzah. It's a makam shel bezoyon, a place where there's a foul odor, or any place that's not b'derech kavod you put a mezuzah. No, Sainachnaim is discussing if in the lul shel tarnagolim there was ventilation and the stench was bearable. So it's not a problem. Then you would be chayiv in a mezuzah, mitzad the fact that it's a mokka and that is a place that's tolerable. The only reason why you're going to be potter in this particular instance is because it's less than 10 tefachim tall. Zehu bebinyin chedesh megadlim sham tarnagolim veloy belulin shalonu she'ezav albayin stalulin shal tarnagolim by us. It's not so bad, there's not so much of a stench, and therefore you would be chayiv in a mezuzah as long as you have the proper dimensions for the Pesach. Oy space. We mentioned the aseres hadibros of mezuzah. Going back to the Rambam, the Rambam gives 10 qualifications. So one of them, which we don't pass not care for them anyway. We're very mach, we're not like, but the Rambam, when he says the 10 things, he says, Echad mehem, shetehei, bepesach zeh, shtei mezuzos me'atzadim, u'mashkoif, melamala al gabeim, you have to have two vertical and one horizontal. That's the way doorways were made from time immemorial. It's not a new invention. The doorways we have today, this goes back to ancient times. All the way back to Mitzrayim, there's nothing changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Okay, so doorways have not changed. Ella, let's say the mashkoif above is not straight, it's an arch. Very common, right outside on the way into the shul. There's an arch. Very common, Eretz Yisrael, that's the whole design, the style is to have an arch on top on the mashkev, it's not straight. Let's say the actual post, it's not straight, it's not vertical, it's on an angle, almost the whole entranceway is one big circle. It means on a diagonal, it's like a circular. Potter, at kan l'shoinai. This is what the Rambam writes. The lo yodati loma lo yivu ze Rabbi Seinu Balei HaShulchan Aruch. I do not know why Rabbi Seinu Balei HaShulchan Aruch did not bring this down. So what's he doesn't understand? Why you potter? We don't, it's in the apple, you chayif.
No, you potter. He doesn't understand why they didn't bring it down because he holds this actually.
So he goes around. Now he's going to explain. This is just building up to explain what it's all about.
Answer the question about the bushes that he asked before.
Okay, no, but the bushes might be because the bushes are not something which are not.
What if you have a curved door?
The bushes are not meant to be. It's not the structure. It's just there. You don't put a mezuzah under a tree. It's not the way you do. It's just part of the structure. Let's go further. He's just coming to explain. So he's saying so far. Obviously, the bottom line is you chayv in the mezuzah in most of these situations, but he's getting there. And he's saying, what's going on? We have a halacha that if you have over here an arch on top, even nichnas, even yaitse, or it's not perfectly vertical, it's on an angle, you part from a zuzah. This is what it says in the Rambam. How come the Shulchan Aruch did not bring down this halacha? This is something which everyone l'chayr should agree to, and yet this is not listed in, it's not listed as one of the conditions in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, even though the Rambam and the Torah, it says the Torah also brings this down?
The Torah
also brings this down. So what's going on? Obviously, there's something more than meets the eye. Omnam, the Kavana Hishmidu Zeh, I have to tell you what's going on here. Let me give you some background. The Shmidu Hishmidu Zeh, the Shulchan Aruch deliberately he left this out. Why? To Rabbeinu Abbas Yosef Kosav, which is the Shulchan Aruch, B'Sifrei HaGadol, that tour, Hoylech B'Shidas HaTaisis V'Harash. The tour is following Tais V'Harash, the Zeh Sh'amu B'Menachah Sham, the less loose Shikfei. The Gemara there says a term which is very obscure. The Gemara says a door or an entranceway that does not have Shikfei. What does that word mean? It's a mystery. The less luhu, which means the less lutikre, hakavana. This means shavanim. This the translation is in his interpretation. Shavanim bolto zemize kedivrei hatur. It's not smooth. It's not straight. One goes in, one goes out. It's jagged. If it's jagged, according to the interpretation of Tosfos and the Rosh, that's the translation of the word. The less luhu shikvei means it's not smooth, but rather it is up and down, and therefore the Gemara says you potter from a mezuzah. However, that's only one translation of the words. There's another translation, and that's Rashi. Avol Rashi v'harambam perishu kipshutoi the less luhu legamrei mishkoifim. It means there is no mashkoif period. Like a fence, a gate. Like you're walking, you have a fence in front of your house. There's no mashka, period. That's the translation of shikve. The less lu tikrois, period. Ayin sham. Oh, so now there's a major nafkamina. If you have an archway, like you have over here, you come into the shul. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara says, ipata in a mezuzah. Because the less lu shikve means it's not flush, it's not flat. So it's not, it's like it's circular. So you're part of a mezuzah. But according to Rashi, the Gemara never mentioned that case. The Gemara means that there's no mashkaif, period, you're part of a mezuzah. Which implies that there is a mashkaif. It doesn't make a difference if the mashkaif is flat or if the mashkaif is curved. You're chayiv in a mezuzah. So along comes the Beis Yosef and he says, I don't know how to paskin. Shall we take the shita of Rashi? And you're going to be chayav in a mezuzah in these type of situations. You take the opinion of Tosfos, your potter. The sefuke misafku luhu b'haydina. Well, I don't know how to paskin. That's why the Shulchan Aruch left it out. He didn't want to get involved. He did not want to enter into the controversy. So he did not make a statement. But that leaves us hanging. It's not a rai that Rashi and the Rambam, maybe they were saying another side. Maybe even though Rashi and the Rambam, they have a different translation of the word, less shikfei, but maybe in principle they also agree to Tosfos and the Rosh that an entranceway whose mashkoif is not flat, it's curved, is potter. It's just that there's other reasons why it's potter, but it's just not the translation. So even Rashi and the Rambam may indeed agree to the halacha of the Rosh and the Tosfos, even though they're not learning that's the translation of the words of the Gemara. Ella Shemafarshim Loshna Shaskib Shuta Umiladin Evsha Demodu Luhu, they agree to the sheet of the Rosh and Tosfos, Dibituros Shaharibi MS Ain Zetsuas Apesachlal. That's not tradition. Tradition is you have to have squares. We live in a square world. Whoever told you the world is round is obviously mistaken. We live in a square world. So there are mezuzos and there's a mashkaif. Oid kasavatur. So therefore, let's go for it. He's going to come back over here. I think we're going to wind down and tell you, halach l'maisa, we chayv in a mezuzah. We do halach l'maisa, we chayv. Oid kasavatur, pesach she'en loy ele mezuzah achas. Okay, let's just go a little more. We'll come back to the bottom line in a moment. A entranceway which only has one post. Kigoin shemitzad ho'echad over hakoysel lehalok me'apesach im ha'mezuzah mitzad yiminich den chay b'mezuzah v'mi mitzad smoli potter. Now, if you want to give a good example on your way out today, go look at the entranceway to the shul. I'm talking about the going from the lobby the first lobby into the shul, which is where the Siddur Mar, right? Down there, not over here, down there. So when you come in, okay, take notice that, on the left side, you have a mezuzah. You have posts. You have a wall, which is a perfect post. And on the top, you have the mashkef. On the right side, there's a wall which extends much, much further. A whole wall. It just keeps on going and going and going and going. So you don't have a noticeable mezuzah on the right side because the wall keeps on going and going both this way and that way. But on the left side, you have a very nice mezuzah and a very nice mashkef on top. Is a chayven mezuzah? So in this instance, no. Because you need there to be a discernible mezuzah on the right side. Had that situation been the reverse, had there been on the right side a nice post that's noticeable, and on the left side the wall would continue to extend further both front and backwards, you would be chayav in a mezuzah. So the basic law is, you don't need two mezuzahs. You don't need two mezuzahs to be chayav, two posts to be chayav in a mezuzah, you only need one. But the one must be on the right side. Okay, so you go home, you look around in your home, you'll probably find a whole number of places in your home where you're chayav in a mezuzah. You know, it doesn't look obvious that this is an entranceway. But if on one side it's noticeable that you have a post and you have a mashkoif on top, it's not just a wall. There's something which hangs lower down, which serves as a special mashkoif. Even though on the left side there's nothing, it just continues through and through. Okay, we use a great example. Okay, coming into the shul, it's a very, very good example why there's no mezuzah, then you putter. But if it be the reverse, you would be chayef. Okay, believe that, we're gonna have pictures. Okay, I'm working on this. I have a very, very good sefer which has the best pictures, every type of scenario you can imagine, color, beautiful pictures. And I'm working on getting a little gadget where I can make pictures with my smartphone. Very easy. And then I plug in the smartphone into this little device and it projects it on the wall. So I'll be able to go and study all the pictures. So hopefully we'll get it all put together. Thank you, Mr. Axelrod, our photographer and technology expert. He told me all about this and showed me all the specs. So, and he's also going to pay for it, of course. So, so Mirz Hashem, when we come, we wind down, it'll be fun to have some audio. No, not audio, visual. Visual. The audio will be me. the video presentation to see some classic examples of mezuzah. It's not so hard. Once you get the hang of it, I remember many years ago, I got into this. These are doing dafyon, we learned Masechet Menachos. So I got really into this. And like, it's not so hard. Once you get into it, you can become a world-renowned posek on the laws of mezuzah. It's not such a complicated thing. You just have to pick up the rules. When you pick up the rules, you'll walk down the street. You'll everything will be different. I guarantee you, it'll be a very different world. Wherever you'll go, you'll notice this needs a mezuzah. This does not need a mezuzah. The mezuzah should go over here and over here. And it's not so complicated. It's pretty very straightforward. Okay, so this is a very beautiful rule over here. Let's go back. Let's read the paragraph one more time. Okay, that's a little more vague what he says, but the walls of the bayis, if the whole open area is a door, even though you don't really have a noticeable tzuras haPesach, okay, it's a common, I don't really know what he means in this case. There are situations where you have a mezuzah, even in a case where it's not so obvious that there are posts. V'zeu midivrei harash b'sim yudal sheperish hodei aminu b'menachos hai pischa. The following words, a Pesach de Akrana. Now, what does that mean? Chayv mezuzah. Now, there's another vague term which is subject to a machloikis in the Rishonim. Like a perish Rashi, a Pesach chayse b'keren zavis. Rashi there learns Akrana means a Pesach in a corner. A corner Pesach. It's a very strange thing. It's cut off. Think about it. Here's a square room. and you cut off the corner, and you go out the corner, there's no real mashk, there's no real mezuzahs. The wall stops short here, and the wall stops short here. When the wall stops short, does that count as a mezuzah? Well, if it's in the middle of a wall, yes, it does. But when it's not in the middle, it's along a corner of a room, and the corners are going in perpendicular directions, then Rashi learns you're not chayav in a mezuzah. That is not called a mezuzah. Two end walls that are perpendicular in a corner in halach and Rashi means not called a mezuzah. Shapesach ha'azu b'kevim zavzel, shapesach ha'malikol cheslam mizrach. That's not what he learns. Ella, he learns that Pesach memalei kol kosla mizrach uparich v'halles lei pitzimin shelo nishar rak kosla adorim v'tzafin v'omrolei v'ein, I don't know what that stands for. V'omrolei eidei pitzimin kolaymar elu hakesolim hanimshachim sham hevei pitzimin. The Ode Omar, let's read a few more words. Ode Omar Sham, the Gemara, Pesach Shloh, Hayyulah Rak Patsim Echad, only one post. Umasik Sham, the Im, Hayyah Patsim Biyamin, that's what we mentioned before. Alib Dukul Dura Meir, Chayb Mazuzah, Rabbi Meir, Rabban Pligi Sham Bezeh, Ayin Sham Pasach Rosh Kar Meir, Mishun Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Akiva, Kaime Chavose, Ayin Sham. Okay, so there are two different cases discussed. The one that we just mentioned before, you only really need to have one mezuzah on the right side. And the second case is something like this, where basically the whole side is open. Right here is a wall. The whole wall is open. There's no posts. There are no doors. The whole wall. Now, but there are doors. Obviously, this is the entranceway. It's not just like a wall collapsed. Obviously, it's mostly like a small wall where you have very big doors. So the doors connect to the end of the walls. So that's not really... Is that in halacha called... Shtei Pitzimin? Do you have here two posts? If you have a room, normally in a room you have a room and there are walls, and in the middle of the walls come to an end, they stop somewhere, and that becomes your doorway, and you attach a door. So yeah, that's fair game. If it stops, the walls extend to some degree, and the walls stop in the middle, and there's an opening, and you attach a door, even though you don't have a formal post, you don't take some wood and make a nice... like this, yeah, frame. There's no frame. Doesn't matter. You don't need a frame. The end of the wall is called the frame. That's a halacha. You don't need to have an actual frame made from... Same thing. You have to have some type of mashkof. The ceiling itself is the mashkof. If that's where it stops, it's the mashkof. You don't have to have an actual, real, additional, noticeable mashkof. Even the ceiling and the walls, the end of the walls can serve as the post and the mashkof. But there are conditions. So one of the problems is it has to at least be noticeable. We mentioned yesterday, the day before, a lot of laws of mezuzah depend upon perception. And if there is a degree of perception, then you chayv in a mezuzah. So what happens if the entire fourth wall does not exist? Okay, there is no fourth wall. And you have doors, you attach doors, or maybe you even don't attach doors, but this is the way you come into the room. So, where are the posts? You want to say the end of the wall that comes out to the end on each side is going to be called the post? The two posts? Really? If the wall would turn a little bit and stop short, I would accept that to be correct. But if the walls are not coming in and stopping short, you can't go say, and the walls on the two ends, they just come to the natural end. I would not necessarily say that it's from perception law. There is a post. So this is what Rashi is mechadish. You're chayiv in a mezuzah even in such a case. You have a square room, and you only have three walls, and there's no fourth wall at all, and that open area is how you come into the room. The end of the wall on the left and the right serves as a post for the opening, and there's obviously a ceiling, so that counts as the mashkof. You're chayv in the mezuzah when you come into this room. Okay, you don't have to have a frame. Without the frame, you're chayv in the mezuzah. And it goes without saying, in the other case, where you do have even one post, like we mentioned, and the one post is on the right side, you're chayv in a mezuzah, even though on the left side the wall continues both ways in both directions. Halacha hey.
This area.
So this area we're sitting now, so l'chayra, this is not a separate room. You see, excellent, he's really saying really very good. What do you consider? Exactly what first of all, there's another issue here, is that the wall continues. See here, there's no, well, see over here, the wall comes in. See, on that side,
It continues, but that side,
it comes in. Right. Okay. So that's one problem. So first of all, it's the right side. The right side, you do have a post. Question is this considered to be a separate room,
right,
or is this going to be an extension of the original room? You see over here, the wall comes out. If it'll be the reverse, you'll be potter for sure. This would be the right side. So then it continues flush. You don't have anything noticeable at the wall. But over here, indeed, it does come out. Question over here is this considered to be a separate room, or is this considered to be an extension of the original room?
The governing in tefillah,
yeah,
it is a separate room.
Why?
Because if you have a separate room that you made it to one big room, you can't, and there's a...
You have to have roif in the original room.
You have to have a minyan in here. And
right, exactly. That'll be another nafkamina. So it'll be nafkamina chayv in the mezuzah. Nafkamina, can you have the majority of the people in the room, the shliach tzibur in that room, and the majority over here? I'm assuming that no, this is not in from, again, a lot of it has to do with perspective, perception. What?
You used to have the machitza on the...
They still have the machitza. Right. They still have, don't they have it?
It's on wheels.
It's on wheels. Okay, but do the people in this shul view this to be a separate room?
No.
Or they view it to be an extension?
No.
An extension. So therefore, it's a matter of perception. But maybe if you'll tell me that no, this is what they have the shiurim, this is called a separate room, and from the perspective of the people who use this as a separate room, ain't a chanami. It's a separate room, and you got lucky in this case because the opening is on the right side, l'chara, then you would be chayiv in a mezuzah. But again, a lot of mezuzahs, a chiddush, depends on perspective. The perspective of what most people look at this is just a continuation. The ceiling comes a little lower over here, but it's one big room. Great example. It's a really good example. I have to add it to the book. Halacha, hey. The hizbir, harash, hach, the ain loy ele patsim echad, hakavanu shem me'eva hasheni nimshach chaisel habayis below patsim, like we said before, like on one side, it can just continue flush, goes further. Dine harash, a rush paisek b'krameir, the die b'mezuzah achas. You only need to have one post. Aval tur. What? Oisei. I'm five lines down oisei. Five lines down oisei. Avla tur. Ha kos abreish hasim. Ina pesach chay b'mezuzah. He disagrees. The tur holds that even if you have only one post, you're part of mezuzah. Elim kein also kitikunoi. He says over there, he has to keep two posts. Ad kan l'shane. V'zir kachamim, the pligya l'arameir. It's machles negav jameir mecham. How many posts do you need to have a mezuzah? V'ei chichshe b'pitzim b'batzim echad, zeh rak l'arameir. V'lo l'chachamim. V'lo b'gemara. So therefore he's saying over here, how can we pass like the yachil? We normally pass like the rabbi, the chachamim. V'rush, v'matzasi mishik shalatur. How can the rush take sides with a das yachid and be mechayiv in the mezuzah when we only have one post? When the rabban machmin hold, you need two posts. And I saw mishik shalatur kushizu. V'gamal rush kashalei. Even the rush, we have a difficulty. V'kayim delidei k'tzas hakasolim mishamish kibtzimim. Im kayim lama karilo lezeh she'in loy ela patzim echad. Even according to him, since the wall itself serves as a patsinim, so why can't that be called a post? According to him, ha'kevan shemeiva hasheni nimshach chaisel habayis lavi kotzeh hakaisel bepitzim. The wall comes to an end. V'harei b'hach akarna. In the case of the corner, mishamshim shnei hakaiselim kibetzimim. V'lo melo teshamish kan kaisel echad lepitzil one kaisel. I don't know everything it says over here, obviously, but he's asking a lot of questions. The basic question over here is, why is the tour passing like the shita of the Rabbi Meir, that one of the posts is enough? We should follow the Rabbanon that you need two posts. And another question he's asking is, he's just coming to ask questions, we need better rules to define what is called a post. Okay, that's what I'm able to extract from this, is how do you define the post? So in other words, why isn't this called a post? Just because it's flush, it keeps on going, goes out the door over there. The fact that there is a ceiling, that there is a ceiling, and the ceiling shows where the wall ends, where the room ends, so this section should already be called, in halacha, a post. Just like this, everyone agrees, is called a post. Is this a post? Not a post. The wall over here comes out, right? The wall over here, it comes out. As you enter into this section, you have over here a ceiling, a low ceiling, and you have over here a new section of wall. So just like this is called a post, it is. If this would be its own room, if this would be considered to be its own room, we have in a mezuzah. Why? Where is the post? The fact that the wall comes in, the fact the wall comes in and then goes this way, right when the ceiling drops, indicates that this is called a post. If it's good enough to be called the post over here, why can't the one wall continues also be called the post? Because the ceiling shows that this now is a new section. And if that's not good enough, so why should this be good enough? So basically, he's just saying over here is, you have to give me more to work with. You got to give me more material, more definitions to define what is called a post in halacha, what is not called a post in halacha. These concepts are too abstract.
I might be going off on a slight tangent, but is this not similar to, you've got a living room and a front room in your house?
Those are two separate rooms. There's no doubt about it.
You have a minute.
So you have a problem. You have to have the majority. No, not all ten, the majority. The majority has to be with the Shlech Tzibur. The majority have to be, no, it's not enough to see each other. The majority have to be with the Shlech Tzibur. Then you combine the minority, even though they do not, they're not in the same room as long as they see each other. The majority has to be in the main room where the Shlech Tzibur is standing. And then you're allowed to take the minority, who is not in the same room, they can combine to the mean, provided that they can see each other.
So would it be a remedy that the Shliach Tzibur should stand mamish in the middle?
In the middle.
And he combines both. Yeah, that would be an idea. He keeps the both, he keeps everyone together. Okay, yeah. But you're talking about a house, and the house, yeah, you have different rooms, and then each room leads into the other, it's open, like in an apartment. And in many of the situations, be that this is called the dining room, and this is called the living room, or this is a foyer, or this is a kitchen area, and even the only way you notice is that the walls come in a little bit, you need a mezuzah on these different rooms.
A
basic knesses, that's really some achloikas. So we learned that last week. We're using this as examples. If you have exactly the same situation in the house, would you be chayvin a mezuzah? But it should be right. There's not even a mezuzah, but you should know, we mentioned before, that's not so simple. Because today, like we mentioned many times, there's really no such thing anymore today as a real Beis HaKnesses. He mentioned this already. A Beis HaMedrash does require a mezuzah, because the Beis HaMedrash you live in, you sleep, you eat, you talk Lashon Hara, you do all the things you do at home. You watch smartphone, right? You do everything you do in the house, you do in the shul already today. And he says that. So that's a Beis HaMedrash. But a Beis HaKnesses, that's not. But today, no one today is building Bati Knesios anymore. Okay, that doesn't exist today. And all of the old Bati Knesios have turned into Bati Midrashos. Mm. Okay, the Rabban give shiurim in the Beis HaKnesses, these beautiful shuls where they have pews and they daven.
You can only make money on the Beis HaKnesses. You can only make a Smedrash.
Say it again? You can only make money?
You can't make any money.
Why
on
not?
The Beis HaKnesses. You can only make money.
Why?
On the
Why? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Because Beis HaKnesses, you only come to daven when that's in Shabbos or
Yom. Yeah. So there's no money to be made.
It depends how rich they
are. Let's start this last part of Shulchan Aruch. Lo yavi klal divrei HaTorah ella. Okay, let's go further. A few more words and we'll stop, because I don't have anyone more than me, because I ran out of the paper. Shulchan Aruch lo yavi klal divrei HaTorah ella. Vaholchem b'shidasei v'shel Rambam shagam hu lo hiske shnei dinim ilu v'hinei hach depatzim echad asi shapesh shelo hivu b'mnei asher pasach l'tzach shtei mezuz kachamim v'lekra meir. Aval lo malo, why do you bring the halacha? All right, so the Rambam, he just at least the Rambam over here, paskins like the Chachamim. The Rambam holds if you only have one post, according to the Rambam, you are potter from a mezuzah. We don't pass like that. And as far as the other halacha about the corner, And as far as what is called a post, when you have different types of situations, that we have to wait until I make photocopies of the next page. Okay, let's stop here.
The right side from the perspective
coming in. The right side always coming in from the street.
This room, that's the right side.
No, it means coming in for the first time from the street. Coming in means from the outside, from the street.
So the right
outside, from the street.
So, he said the right is not on the right side.
No, he said.